one of us hit the table, right?
Yeah. It was kind of dark back there. And do you have strong feelings?
It's the sausage half.
The sausage half?
You know, it's what makes what you mean good. But it's not the part you want to look at very closely, right?
Well, when I'm in the dark, I guess I don't look very closely at anything.
I think that's why that happened.
Yeah. But generally speaking, there aren't tables right in front of me.
That's the difference between the home and the workplace.
That could be. And yeah, it's funny how when you're working, well, I don't really know what's funny about it, but
work isn't funny usually.
Yeah, it's less amusing than it is.
It's moody tonight, isn't it?
Moody?
Moody.
Mooney?
No.
Moody.
No, not Mooney. It's too early for Mooney, but it's never too early for Moody. I don't think.
I can't decide.
I think when you have the table at home, there's a... you might know where it is, even in the dark, right? But this is different. They put that table there without telling us, sort of.
Or maybe it wasn't there. Well, yeah, no, I won't go into that sort of monkish thing.
The thing is that if things that are only shadows have no substance, are there things that are only substance but cast no shadow in a dark wood? But it made sound.
It did make a sound, yeah.
And look where that got Nietzsche.
Look where it got...
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Dead.
Dead?
Appreciated by the Nazis.
Oh.
His sister was interesting. Did you know her?
His sister was a Nazi.
She was the one who transformed the... Fred, as we might call him, in his later years into... a sort of an uber orgel of the Nazis. And she went to Paraguay to found a German colony in the middle of the jungle. I don't know why. I was thinking about the woods and the tree falling.
Yeah.
She actually kind of worked that one out.
Of course, when you do knock something over, you don't generally feel a whole lot of pain if it's an accident.
You know, you're right, actually. The things that knock over aren't as painful as the ones that don't fall over. Like, I'm thinking coffee tables. It's so difficult to knock over a coffee table, but you can really hurt yourself on a coffee table, right?
Absolutely.
But a Ming vase.
Doesn't hurt very much, no.
Maybe in your
Emotionally, yeah.
Your wallet, too.
But that's, you know, for some of us, that's a daily, you know, it's just a one.
Daily?
Well...
That's a job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I'll stick with daily. I think it's, but not Mayor Daly.
That's a Chicago reference.
It is.
We were going to
because you're living in Chicago.
We're going to kind of keep that quiet.
Oh, sorry.
You know, long before the internet, I had this theory that as long as you had an address in New York, you could live anywhere in the world, and you'd be able to get a gig, you know? And especially in Europe, they loved that certain zip codes they liked. I think it was like Eddie Bauer. They did blanket mailings to certain zip codes in an attempt to pull emerging artists over for Festival de Futur. And then like domain names ruined it all. I mean, how do you know where you are? It should be .ny, shouldn't it? To hell with the rest of the world. And then where would it put me? It's worse than giving up my loft to Ben Manley. It's permanent. I can't go back. Sometimes I think about the geological version of place, where I love that image that the continents are drifting on top of a molten earth, so that like New York is always heading a little bit, I guess it's southwest.
Southwest?
Yeah. It's always moving in terms of like the core of the earth. And I like that idea that if you were magmally sensitive, it would be like the sort of the magma, the geotectonic version of feng shui. You'd have to move your bed just a little bit every day. And then in a relatively short period of time, geologically speaking, I love that expression. This whole thing was an attempt to get that phrase in. Yeah. You'd be knocking on the neighbor's door and saying, can I just make a little cutout in the sheetrock? Because we're moving. And if he complains, you'd suggest that he could do the same on his southwest wall.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
You haven't been in New York long, though, have you?
No.
That could be a more sort of cosmological explanation for how scenes shift and move, right? That
do they shift and move?
I think physically.
Oh.
You know, like how the center of activity, even in a city like New York, might move from one neighborhood to another. And
I haven't witnessed that yet.
What about in Iowa?
In Iowa? Well, Iowa's a strange place.
Do things move there?
We have a little less shifting, I think. A little less maneuvering. A little more manure. But Iowa's great. I would never move out of Iowa. I mean, oh yeah. Well, actually, I did move out of Iowa. But if I were to live there again, I would stay for longer periods of time, I guess.
That's nice. That's like a. It's like a record winding down. Right, but like you keep moving out, but each time it's a slower revolution. Yeah. Oh no, that metaphor. metaphor improvised, not good. Note to self.
No, I mean we could keep going with that. I think that's.
Record is.
Records are always good analogies. I think.
I know, but it's kind of overused.
The whole groove thing, you know. Like
the groove. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah, groove thing, yeah.
In Iowa, they say thing.
Yeah, we use thing a lot. It's our default word, you know?
You know, I was just out with Susan's family for a family wedding, and her mother is getting older, and she's real, you know the word they use, spry? She's very spry, and she's pretty much got it. But she I think she's suffering from something that happens to a lot of people as they get older, which is a kind of a parallel deterioration of the hearing, along with just the early signs of some form of memory loss. And the double whammy means that she doesn't follow conversation all the time if she doesn't catch all the words, you know, that she'll have to patch things together. And I like talking to her because after living in foreign countries so long, speaking languages badly, that's how I used to, all conversations were like that. In other words, it was like pre-deaf. You know, it's giving me practice for my golden years, which are probably really soon. But the other thing is that, and this is really kind of, I thought this was very, very beautiful, if kind of tragic at the same time, is that she's losing her nouns. And
really?
She uses more pronouns and uses, what made me think about it was you're saying thing, that she, more and more objects in a conversation would be referred to as a thing.
Yeah.
You know, there was a storm and some of the things in the building were damaged and the engineers came and said we should be very careful about getting these things repaired because they were important.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, that was... The things obviously were important, but what they were was a little
I think of the word
vague.
Thing as more of an adjective. Like
thingy, you know.
Yeah, it's yeah. It says a lot to me.
It's a quality.
Yeah.
You studied Spanish last summer, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
How did the adjectives treat you?
I don't know if I should really get into my Spanish since...
Where were you when you studied it?
Oh, I was in Iowa.
Is there a lot of Spanish spoken in the streets in Iowa?
In Iowa?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it depends on where you are in Iowa. And there's some small towns where there's a lot of Spanish spoken on the streets. Places where, you know, you might not expect Spanish to be spoken.
Because that's,
but
of course...
Not as much as, you know, like in Pilsen.
Right.
When I had the opportunity to be using it all the time, I...
Then you didn't.
Didn't have it, yeah.
I think that's a kind of an American right, isn't it?
It's a tradition, yeah.
To study a language only if there's no occasion to practice.
I think we generally refer to it as post-usefulness.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. That, you trumped me. I don't know.
And then there's also post usefulness, but no, that's not.
Ben Neal once told me we were post-postmodern.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what
that meant.
I can't
talk about that kind of stuff. That's
that's like making a Xerox of a Xerox. It just gets...
Could be.
I thought it meant that my music was just that much worse. You know, sort of doubly derivative of possibly only ornamentation. So...
When was the last time that you were speaking Spanish yourself, like in Chile?
When was the last time?
Yeah.
Well, ironically, I had, you know, they talk about a senior moment.
A what?
A senior moment, like senior moment. No, senior, a senior moment is when your brain just forgets everything and you say, oh, I must be getting old. It can't be all the drugs. It must just be getting old. And I had a Nick moment, a long, long Nick moment. Last week, I was doing a workshop in Brussels, which where they speak French and Flemish, which is sort of like Dutch. And so this workshop, by some amicable agreement, decided it would be in English as a third language that no one spoke very well. And then I had a Chilean student in it who insisted on speaking to me in Spanish. And then, because things deteriorate diplomatically, there would be a lot of French and Flemish floating around as well. And it was just like an alphabet soup. I think people, that's why they started just drawing pictures and pointing when they wanted me to answer. You know, that you'd begin a sentence in one language and end it in another and say nothing as a consequence. But what did you, what did the Spanish do for you besides get you into graduate school?
Well, no, actually, I really enjoyed taking it.
Yeah.
So there was enjoyment, I guess is what I was trying to say. Other than that, it allowed me to be a little bit more polite when I was at a Spanish-speaking bar.
You know, that there's deep truth in that, John.
Quisiera versus
una cerveza,
quiero,
por favor.
Sí.
I once was walking down a dimly lit street in a foreign country with George Lewis, a linguist, and there were three neon signs, and the first said restaurant, and the second one said bar, and the third said hotel. And George said, "That's it, Nick. Those are the only three words you ever need to know in any language."
Thank you. Wow.